camp, most of you kept saying, Dukes and Bell, what's Kirk Cousins look like? And we said, he's fine. He's going to be fine. He's moving around. And every time somebody got close to him, they blow the whistle. So we never really saw Kirk scramble for anything at camp, okay, because they weren't allowing it.
He did do under center stuff where he'd backpedal and hand off, but of course there's no one trying to put hands on him, to your point.
Red jersey. So, Mike, we get to the first game of the season, and we get that debacle where it looks like he's immobile and he can't do a damn thing. Fast forward to yesterday. Biggest play of the day was a 13-yard scramble by Kirk Cousins. And you talk about a moment where we needed a play and nobody expected it, which led you to say, oh my God, he's running?
Like, literally, shout out to Desiree, who was sitting next to me from Lithonia. No! She screams as Cousins starts to run. We're sitting four rows behind the Falcons bench. And, yeah, I'm like, literally, heart's in my throat. And you're like, oh, God, oh, God. And he just, it's like, it was like you could have played the Chariots of Fire theme. Bum, 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 bum. And he picks him up and puts him down. And we initially thought he made the first down. They review the mark, and they make it fourth and one. Then they do the quarterback sneak.
Oh, my God.
No. But I guess the Achilles, after look again, they were not ready for prime time in week one against Pittsburgh. I think we play that game, different circumstances now. But you're right, Carl. Coming off the safety, and then the Bucs have the touchdown. We're hemorrhaging. We had a missed field goal, right? We're leaking. So we needed to burn clock. We burned 5 minutes and 50 seconds, and it all got sustained by Kirk getting down the field. Now, unfortunately, Kuh missed another field goal.
Yeah.
But it's still something that...
Concern? Concern?
It was, well, you know...
Concern?
Two in one game? Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah,
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, and I'm saying this only... We trust Kuh. We know he'll clean it up, but, like, that was... That could have been the game, man. Like yeah. He had a chance to extend this thing twice, and it was like, eh... But the Cousins plays.
I mean, he's missed four on the season. Yeah,
well, yeah, total.
But it's, yeah, but it's just total. We just expect him to make a 42-yard field goal.
Absolutely,
we've kind of gone down that road. But anyway, that aside, hopefully Kuh tightens that up. But he did make a 49-yard field goal. So
well, that was
good.
The thing. Yeah. The 42-yarder. I was like, oh, this is a gimme. Now none of them are gimmies, but I'm like, he can.
But he's missed four big kicks. He's missed. His kicks have been. These are big misses. It's one thing if you're winning by two touchdowns, you miss a field goal. These are momentum shifters, game losing kicks that he's missed.
Mike, if he hits that field goal and we're up eight, we're not worried about the Hail Mary at the end of the game.
And then Baker and those guys will have to go get the onside kick. Ain't going to happen.
No.
But that's why the Kirk Cousins scramble and I just the reaction. And I said this to Carl.
OMG.
I mean everybody and the defensive players on the bench were going. They were losing their. What when this happened? Going bananas.
It was great. And I think I can say that as a collective group. If you're a Falcon fan and you're watching that, that's exactly what you said because it was so unexpected. And then the quarterback sneak, let's be honest, that was unexpected. Mm. You expected him to hand the ball to Tyler Algier and, hey, we're going to pick up a yard. Cousins is in there. I'm like, does he have the ball? And then I see guys pushing him in the back. And
it was a bit of a tush push, at least it looked like where I was sitting.
It was great. It's not outlawed, Mike, that you can't push those guys in the back.
Right.
404-726-0929. Okay, all of that led to ultimately, or should I say, when we went up two scores, okay, in the third quarter, they try to run a fake punt.
That was ugly, and we sniffed it out immediately.
It was great. Great recognition on the special team's behalf. But we go up two scores, and this was the score with Bijan Robinson where I felt like at this moment we're in total control. It's going to be 31-17, and I'm like, Mike, there's no way I feel like they can get back into this game. And what we didn't know is we're going to give up a safety and all of a sudden give them the ball back. But this right here was that moment.
Here's Cousins. Wants to throw, looks, now going to throw Robinson alone. He'll walk into the end zone. Oh, my goodness. Josh Hayes thought about darting in. Bijan comes to a complete stop, and it's the Atlanta touchdown.
Just beautiful. I mean, absolutely. I mean, there were so many cool elements to this game. Bijan looks great. And I heard Andy and Randy talking about it when I was driving to work today, and it's so true, Carl. Watching him, like it's like ballet at times, the way he spins and cuts and makes guys look silly. That was great.
He's a bad boy, man. I mean, I said this. He had a really good rookie season. I think we took for granted because the season itself wasn't great. Mike, when you start looking at his numbers, look at the numbers. He's on pace to have a really good season this year. When you talk about running backs, listen, Henry's on another level. Saquon's revitalized with the Eagles. But if you're telling me right now that our guy, and I'm talking about, Bijan Robinson, and the impact he's having game in and game out, whether he's running the ball or catching the ball out of the backfield like he just did, Mike, already 546 yards. He's going to have 1,000-plus yards this year, and I think he's on pace for like 1,600.
This dude is everything now. Is when we talked about drafting him, where we drafted him, this is everything you wanted to see last year. And for whatever reason, under Arthur Smith, whether it was some rookie fatigue or whatever, never got his. I mean, he was good, but this is everything you want to see. This is Pro Bowl level, to your point. Yeah, the only thing which went sideways is, and we mentioned earlier, we'll play some sound for you at 5 o'clock. Hear what Coach had to say. But A.J. Terrell, with the, I think his best pick. His best game, because he wasn't just making picks. He was hitting people.
He was.
He was up in run support. He was doing everything. But that interception was beautiful. Unfortunately, with the ball at the six, we couldn't really get the field thing going. Then Algier fumbles in the end zone. Luckily, we were able to swat it out of the end zone, so it's only 2 points.
Yeah, the safety, it could have changed the game. Again, the momentum, they come back down. They get a touchdown, and all of a sudden it's a one-score game. But give credit where credit's due. This team has shown us now, and I asked this earlier, and you can hit us up, at 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. Put him up, see Dukes. What do you know about this team now? And Mike, if you ask me that right now, I would tell you late in games, they know or at least have found ways to win. Think about our schedule, whether it goes back to the Eagles, okay? Whether it goes back to the overtime win against the Bucks, whether it was this one where you're on the road. This is the one thing I feel like, okay, you know what? We don't get the number of sacks we want. Mm-hmm. There's some things that we are deficient in. But guess what? At the end of these games, man, we have a way to figure it out, and that hasn't always been the case.